than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff.
Hey everybody, it is January the 15th, which means it's Savage Saturday, and I am your host, the Mighty Griff, and once again, this is More Horror Than Horror.
And you're kind of mellow again. You've gone back to mellow days. You know,
I'm worn
Dan,
out.
What's going on
I'm
with
tired.
This guy?
It's the Vicodin. We stuck up our asses about 20 minutes ago.
I think so. He sounds like he's on it. He's like, hi, welcome to More Horror Than Horror.
I'm already getting the shit.
My lemonade loco is not kicking in yet. I think it's been diluted with some sort of chemical.
I don't know, but I think your boy needs to talk up, man. Get excited.
You're talking. I'm talking.
I didn't say blast yourself. I said, let's get excited.
Find the happy goddamn medium.
Happy medium.
Okay. Richard. We're back. Another week. 2 weeks into the new year.
Yes.
Is there two weeks in?
2 weeks in. Well, two recording weeks in. We had the break for New Year's.
We had
wedding
ding-a-lings last weekend.
We had wedding ding-a-lings. This is my 1 week.
You survived your honeymoon?
Yes. Yes, I did.
How was the trip to the Oscar Mayer meat processing plant? Is that where you guys went for your honeymoon?
Pretty much. No, actually, we just went home and chilled out, and we're going to save all of our funds for the spring where we can really enjoy the weather. So we just didn't feel like being popsicles for
that time.
So anyway, I'd like to start off the show with announcing a little bit of bad news. I usually don't like to announce bad news, but there has been a death in the horror host family. Dr. Creep, Mr. Barry Hobart has passed away at the age of 68. He actually passed away yesterday, Friday. Was the host of Shock Theater on WKEF TV Channel 22 in Dayton. Ran from the 1970s to the 80s. And he leaves behind a mother and son, and was actually the co-host of a Clubhouse 22 that ran there also. But I know I've never actually seen any of his full-length shows other than what I ran across on YouTube, but being in from the Kansas City area, I know that growing up, being a fan of horror movies or sci-fi films or anything, that the horror host was pretty much all we had in the 70s and early 80s, because at one time there was nothing like videotape. So basically that was how you were introduced to a lot of the shows. So
Friday, Fright Night, baby.
Our condolences go out to his family and his fans. We definitely know that he's going to be missed. So I'd like to, may he rest in peace. So. But on to a little bit better news, something to help pick us up after that. 18th this Tuesday. Put back about $40, folks, because Roger Corman's releasing two new classic discs. The first one being released is Up from the Depths, which is a kind of a cheesy Barracuda ripoff. You can find the trailer on YouTube. And paired up with that is Demon of Paradise, which I've never heard of before or seen any pictures from, so that ought to be quite interesting.
Who's in it?
I don't know.
You don't know nothing about it?
Never knew it existed until the news came up for the disc release. And then also for the sci-fi fans, the three-movie set, War of the Satellites, Attack of the Crab Monsters, and Not of This Earth, which is not the Tracy Lord's version, but this is the original 50s black and white version. So those come out Tuesday the 18th. And newsworthy tidbits, which I'm really excited about, and I know Tim's excited about too. March 26th and the 27th at the Screenland Theater here in Kansas City, located on Washington Street, they will be showing Maniac. The Tom Savini.
The greatest head explosion ever put to celluloid.
Special effects masterpiece. Very, very greasy movie.
Very one of those, slimy.
One of those movies you almost feel like you need to go home and take a shower after seeing. I know this movie's been out for a long time on video, and also it's just been released, re-released on Blue Underground. But if you have the opportunity, both one of those days or both of those days, we highly recommend that you go see it in the theater where it needs to truly be experienced, wouldn't you say?
It's a fine one. It needs to be seen on the big screen. I'm excited. I've never seen it on the big screen.
So like everybody who's tuned in the past has known, we've kind of harped on this that no good movies are ever in the theater. So here's your chance. So maybe this is a little.
What's the other one that guy's bringing in? The Pope?
Gone with the Pope.
Gone with the Pope.
That's
showing. And that trailer for that's just a doozy.
Yeah, and it's actually showing March 5th and 6th. So that's two good movies in the month of March. So like I said, there's a small gleam of light at the end of the tunnel.
Actually, Screenland's doing a lot of good stuff. They're doing the Screenland Slams where they're doing the original Clash of the Titans, too.
But if anybody.
Yeah, but who wants to sit there and watch it with a bunch of comedians? People who think they're comedians?
Maybe they're funny.
But that's the
point. I don't give a shit. That movie's too good. Why don't they slam the new one?
Because if they're not funny, we'll throw them out the fucking window.
But that's
and
the funny part.
Ourselves.
Watching people try to be funny is actually more funny than if you would have had professional
comedians. Yeah, but why not do it to the one with Liam Neeson? And why do it to the original?
Because you throw cyanide-dipped peanuts at him until one lands in the proper ear hole.
But if anybody's interested in information, you can go to screenland.com. That is screenland.com. If you live in the Kansas City metro area or surrounding areas, you can check that out. Also, if you want to check out I know Maniac is actually doing a coast-to-coast tour.
I was going to say, they must be hitting all the major cities.
And
if they're hitting the booming metropolis of KC, then you know that shit's getting
but
started
If you want to find out if it's being shown, actually, I think they're doing Maniac. I think a couple of cities are actually showing Evil Dead, and I think the Pope, Gone with the Pope, is actually shown in another couple of cities also. But you can go to Grindhouse Releasing.
And we got the Lemmy documentary coming the 5th.
Lemmy.
The godfather of speed metal.
The godfather of metal, period. All metal.
Well, I don't know about that.
Who else?
He's pretty high up there, but
it's all. It all goes through Lemmy.
It all goes through Lemmy.
So, any good movies?
It all went through Tom Jones first. He's the the quadruple granddaddy of hip shaking
Tom Jones.
Monster music.
It's Elvis.
No, I'll take Tom Jones over Elvis.
Sad little man. So, movie-wise, what did I watch? I watched The Horde. It was horrible.
You know what I caught on Netflix? Have you seen The Spell?
No.
The ripoff of Carrie with Helen Hunt when she was about 13. With the big,
there's all kinds of
the big chunk, the big chunky girl that is telekinetic, and she's tired of everybody chirping on her weight, so she starts throwing them out the windows. And
is that kind of like, what's the movie where the chick's sweating eating the mashed potatoes? Todd, help me out here.
Talking about Criminally Insane?
Criminally Insane. Yeah.
Patricia Alden.
Yeah. Where you can see her fucking forehead beating up with sweat while she's eating a fucking potato.
So many potatoes.
She pretty much just gets pissed off and kills people because they tell her she can't have any more food.
Well, they chain up the refrigerator. Pisses her right off, man.
Oh, boy.
I actually think that was pretty kick-ass, yeah.
Don't piss off fat people in their
heart. Don't.
Oh, good times. Anyway, we have a special guest joining us tonight. He's going to be doing the new Piranha movie review.
Maybe if someone ever shows up. You said 10:30, right?
Well,
they're about 45 minutes late.
She's supposed to text us when
she gets
to the
building. She'll text me when
she's here. When's she going to do that? About 2 a.m.?
Her pimp's supposed to drop her off.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah, you know what else I watched finally?
What's that?
I picked up that big deluxe Texas Chainsaw. Watched the documentaries on it.
Man, on the new one?
Yeah, that was a... No, on the old one, the old tin box.
Old tin box.
For the original one.
Oh, okay. Oh, the one that Dark Sky released. Yeah, okay.
That's a great documentary.
Now, that's a complete...
That sound guy had a little bit of hatred towards everybody. I guess that gets that way when you only get $15 for 27-hour days.
Well, there's another documentary that was put out, too. Was it Portrait of American Family or something like that? It was revisited. They went through and kind of tracked them all down. I think that was the name of it, wasn't it? Portrait of...
No. You're talking about the family portrait deal they did?
Yeah, Family Portrait Revisited.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was like their first documentary. I don't know if that one included on there also. I know that one time you could buy it separately by itself.
There's a second one where it was... The cameraman. It was the documentary with the cameraman.
Oh, okay.
Was on there as well, but
this one was pretty much just the stars and actors.
It was just you kind of had to laugh at Gunner, man, because it was like, dude, how many times are you going to get rejected by that high ass price that you're asking to throw a mask on and swing a chainsaw around? It's like,
oh, funny, good times. But they're actually all nice people when I met them, so they're all
he was good.
Really down to earth people. I didn't really watch a whole lot besides The Horde. I tried. Me and Michelle, she tried to watch Through the Beyond. She made it about as far as the mother's face getting melted away by the acid. Not that the gore got her, but she just thought it was too slow. She had to put something else in.
And Seminoid.
Seminoid.
I just watched that the other day.
The penis, the crazy looking penis monster running around.
That was awesome.
All helmet.
That sound. The soundtrack was just...
Good old Elite Entertainment.
It was like 14 retarded cats bouncing around on a keyboard.
You know, I didn't like that movie at all. Maybe it's just me, but I thought that movie was really bizarre. It left me with a weird feeling. I just didn't like it.
When her tube's stuck and all she's got to do is cross the two wires, but instead she picks up the hacksaw and whacks her leg off. Remember that, where her foot gets caught in the hole?
Yeah,
And he's calmly saying, just change the two wires.
Well, another
change the two. Hey, there's a saw right here. Cut my foot off.
You can get that movie in a box set. It's like a British horror box set. And another odd movie is a movie that's in there. It's actually called The Tower of Evil, or it's called The Horror of Snipe Island. And that was another movie. Just left you feeling just kind of just weird. It took place in like a little fucking lighthouse, and it didn't go anywhere.
I dislike those, especially that one, because it really gave me hope that anybody can make a movie. Because, I mean, they were just like in the back ditch of somebody's yard with a tin shed, a couple glow lights.
Well, that's kind of like Corman's, The Evil Within, or The Terror Within, where they're all fucking down in the tunnels with George Kennedy and their fucking rubber monsters are up top.
And they're still doing it. Look at the Sam Rockwell Moon movie. I mean, that's him on a backdrop of the moon and a metal shed with a window in it. I mean,
you talking about the moon movie?
Yeah.
It's him and the fucking
clone. With his clone.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're on space. And now they're talking about
they're making a sequel.
Did you see where is it, Mars? I was seeing the article where they were talking about the missions to Mars. And something about it, the only financial way that would be doable is if they just made it a one-way ticket. And as like a joke, and they ended up getting 400 serious inquiries about it, about people just saying, yeah, fuck yeah, drop me off on Mars, and we'll swing it and see what happens.
Probably wouldn't be fucking hard for them to get 400 people the way this fucking world runs anymore. Yeah. I thought you were going to bring up the fact that the fucking astrological fucking sign shit all fucking fell
out.
Dude, there's more fucking people running around nuts over astrological signs.
What's the name of the new, the Ophiocephalus or whatever's the name of the new?
I don't know. I don't care. If you're so fucking small that your life revolves around an astrological fucking sign, you know, here,
your whole historical makeup is involved in that.
Let me start by donating $1 so you can buy that box of shells and just take yourself out of the fucking mixture and quit using up my fucking air.
All I know is I'm a Taurus through and through, and they ain't ever going to change that, baby.
I care less.
I'll put my moose suit on, go graze in the backyard. Fuck them.
A sad lot of people, and there's a whole lot more going on today, and people worrying about astrological fucking star charts and shit going fucking around.
And everybody's worried about that, yet nobody seems to be worried that the reason they changed that's because the fucking Earth's shifting, and we're losing 40 miles a fucking year, and we're doomed to fall into a black hole.
Tacos are going
to
burn, Barbara. Let's get the fucking
go.
We're going to have to fucking move to Mars. We ain't going to have no astrological signs left.
As long as I'm not the year of the cock, then fuck them. I don't care what anybody says. Like, give me a rooster.
Oh. Actually, fucking for the first 3 weeks of the new year, it's been kind of uneventful horror-wise. I mean, I don't even think there's anything worth shits, tits, or even in theaters, other than the usual crap.
Well, you got the desert maniac flopping around shooting everybody in sight. That was a good little real life horror we had. Gotta love that.
Oh, that's
too much real life.
That's another show. I don't want to discuss shit like that on this show.
That son of a bitch would have been home watching fucking Scanners and his head would have popped open. We wouldn't have to worry about him.
Right. I did pick up Never Sleep Again. The fucking Nightmare on Elm Street documentary.
Man, that made almost every top 10.
But I put it down. I've picked it up like 20 times.
And 2010 best of list everywhere.
I can't bring myself to spend $20. I mean,
why? What's so good about it?
It's just a fucking documentary talking to all the people that were in the movies.
So?
I mean, that's what I mean. It's like, I just can't justify spending.
Is Roseanne Barr in it? What about Alice Cooper?
I just can't justify spending $20 for documentaries about mediocre movies. I mean, now the first one was good, granted, but the rest of them were all shit.
I liked all of them. They were, you know, they served their purpose.
Just a bunch of quirky one-liners and some gore effects. So it was just kind of, I was more enthused about seeing the Psycho documentary, but I can't seem to find it anywhere. So.
They had to make room for the Nightmare on Elm Street.
We can only order one of these. Order six of the other. But there's just nothing coming out.
Man, you better pick up the energy, man. I'm about to come out there and slap you in the face with a damn high energy drink.
Fuck off.
You got to crawl out that little rabbit hole first.
Don't make me back my ass up in this son of a bitch drop trowel.
Plug it up.
You know, I would be bad. I couldn't even produce your show then.
You didn't even fucking put in no fucking air tube in there.
What if you're clogged in, Cletus? I feel like I'm in the womb of a grape.
The womb of a grape?
Oh, sorry. Can I bring in some posters to hang in here?
Blacklight posters.
I got a badass autographed Bubba Hotep poster we could put in here.
Hey, you want to try something special? Let's see if this works.
Do it.
Come to the class reunion, but only if you have a craving for terror. For nothing is more terrifying than a party given by the Redeemer.
No, please.
The Redeemer, no matter where you turn, he is there. No matter how far you run, he will track you down. No matter how you scream, he will continue to gather the souls of those who have sinned with the hand that bears the mark of the son of Satan.
They don't. It's beautiful.
Even the trailer.
The face of terror is never more terrifying than when worn by the Redeemer. First, the Omen. Now, the Redeemer. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
They named the movie 17 times in 2 minutes.
You want to know what the mark of the devil is?
Redeemer.
You want to know what the mark of the devil is?
$8.99.
An extra thumb on your hand. That is the mark of the Redeemer.
So you can crawl up the side of a church like a cloth.
Is an extra fucking appendage. Fucking kid.
Why wouldn't it be like an extra wiener?
Something
an extra valuable. Eyeball. How badass would that be to have one big orb eyeball right up in your forehead?
Did you ever see the picture on the internet of the fucking old woman that had like the fucking horn growing out of the center of her forehead? It was actually like a tuft of hair.
Oh, you mean a real life one?
Well, it wasn't actually like, horn, but it was like, it was hair. Like a rhino's horn is just hair.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this was. I guess it just knotted up so tight that it like felt really hard and brittle, almost like
bone. Why didn't anybody, if Todd Browning was around, that bitch would have a whole series of movies, man. Why don't people utilize them?
Well, he tried.
It's like the tree bark guy, man. They had the wart colonies that made him look like a freaking old growth timber.
They just put them on the Discovery Channel.
Now they're at some little sideshow circus in Indonesia.
Well, the sideshow has become the Discovery Channel or the Discovery Health Channel. That's where all the freaks and all the sideshow oddities.
I wonder what they get paid to be on there. They probably just tell them it's
for,
medical research, and they don't get paid anything.
The one I always liked, did you ever see the fucking two twin sisters that were joined at the head?
Yes.
And the one had to wheel her sister around.
The one wanted to be
school.
The country and western singer?
Yeah, one wanted to be a fucking stand-up comic, and the other one wanted to be a country western singer.
Dude.
Can you imagine the fucking
atrocity? I would pay to see that every time they came into town. I'd let the one tell jokes while the other one sang Loretta Lynn songs, man. Shit, yes, $20, $10 each.
Dress the one up like a mini Pearl puppet, and she
dress the other one up like Roy Clark, and let her plink on a banjo.
And one up, Roy Clark and Buck Owens. Get the one like a little guitar.
Pop out of a cornfield, tell one-liners. That's $20, man. I'd drop that in a heartbeat.
That was the best group.
Now they split them and they live normal lives and they're boring as shit.
Yeah,
man.
Just like everybody else. Leave them together.
Addicted to cocaine. And each got separate Facebook accounts. That's all they care about.
Yay. And we're back.
Oh. And that's like, look at the History Channel that doesn't even have anything about history. It's pawn shop owners and just covering every kind of oddity you can think of. Everybody's pretty much jumping on the TLC bandwagon.
Oh, yeah.
Squirt out 15 kids and we'll give you a show. That nutty Korean dude done snapped. He can only have the one Chinese daughter and America's squirting them out like fucking they're going on sale.
Well, the ones I can never stand were the fucking Duggars or the Duggins or the Boogans.
Every time
the Boogans,
every episode she was knocked up and was pregnant again.
You know that's some fucking.
She could squirt a kid out in 7 days.
You know that's some fucking Branch Davidian shit getting ready to go down on that fucking show.
And you watch it and they're so. That was what made me mad. I got three kids and barely can wrangle them up and head out of the house. And they got 73 of them.
Well,
they've taught four of them how to run electrical, and two of them know how to do plumbing.
Well,
they've all built the house.
The first five are old enough to where they can fucking parent the other.
And they've already bred with the other 14 kids, and they've squirted out 25 more. They're going to start up their own fucking nation. Sewing their own clothes.
But if you notice, the farther down the line you get and the younger they become, the closer the eyes are together.
The eyes are closer.
One ear is a little higher up than the other one.
The overalls that they're sewing up have only got one leg in them. Mom and dad are nowhere to be found because he's knocking her up with another set of twins. Jesus.
And she's just fucking miserable. Yeah. She's just ready to fucking, cut that son of a bitch off.
She's
like, motherfucker, you let your hair grow to your ass and wear a fucking skirt.
She's looking like a wishing well that's overflowing with nickels. Please, God.
Take me now.
Let Dan's sleeping pills kick in for just one night. My uterus looks like a water snake that's been out in the desert for the last 4 weeks.
See, if she would have just learned how to swallow at a young age, none of that shit would have ever have happened. That's all he wants is just one meaningful blowjob.
I don't know. Man, my mom's got 13 brothers and sisters, and they can't stand each other. I mean, they live in 17 different states. And these sons of bitches all got them packed in one house.
The Glories of Satan.
Oh, man. Yeah, you want to talk about the end of Armageddon, man. Just keep an eye on them sumbitches. They're going to be running the country before you know it.
I wonder how long it's going to be before somebody routes a porno around that fucking shit. You already got the Nayland Palin, so you can have the...
Well, doesn't she, like, homeschool them and...
Fuck, I don't know. I try not to watch that shit. I think
that none of them go... There's too many of them. They'd overpopulate any school that they put them in. She's got to teach them all. There's no...
Oh, no.
And she sure the fuck ain't teaching them about the birds and the bees. They just leave the
back... Well, they obviously know how to start. They just don't know how to stop.
They keep the back door open, and there you go. Lesson 101.
Oh, fuck.
If you want to look like a Subway roast beef sandwich...
Anyway, earlier, like I said in the show, we're going to have a special guest coming in here in a couple of minutes to do a special review of the movie Piranha. So we're going to get some stuff together, play a song, take a break real quick, and then we'll be back with our special guest. And
I'm pretty excited, man. You've got this hyped up pretty good.
Well, you know, it was actually kind of last moment thing.
What the hell? Where the hell's the goddamn midget cooking the damn woodblock? What the hell's that?
Has she done reviews before?
Well, I met her on Facebook is where I met her.
She's a knowledge horror fanatic?
And, well, you know how, like, on Facebook, you'll have, like, you know, well, if this person your friend, they'll have, like, suggestions of other people. It was on some, like, convention site. And I just happened to see, you know, just caught my eye. And her name was kind of interesting, so I clicked over it and read her profile. She said she was into, like, some classic horror stuff. So you know how it goes. We start chit-chatting, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I had asked her if she's seen...
What was her favorite movie? Did you ask her?
Actually, I think it was, like...
Blackula?
It was Vincent Price, Diary of a Madman. Which kind of struck my, you know... Because it's coming out on DVD, but I think it's one of those made-to-order ones. But anyway, so we started talking. Well, anyway, she said she was going to be coming down through this area because she's doing the tri-state. I don't know what you see. I don't know if they call them tours or how
I think that's called a pole tour.
Pole tour?
Pole tour.
Anyway, long story short...
That's called pole position.
She's an adult entertainer who is coming to the Kansas City area to grace her... presence at some of the gentlemen's
See, and that's
clubs.
The one thing we forgot to throw up in here, Todd.
Brass pole.
Where's the poles at in this place?
Man, sorry. It was, you know, I was afraid Griff might use it.
Well, we know that happened.
So I was
a private dancer. You know, it's really weird you're wearing that shirt, Griff, because Chaz Balin gave me that exact same shirt.
Really?
Yep.
Well, he didn't give me this one. I had to buy it.
Where'd you get it at?
I actually got this from my good friends at FrightRags.com.
Gotcha.
Ben and those guys at Fright Rags, all my
do a hell of a job
because they know how to keep fat men in horror t-shirts because they make sizes for fat men.
I just ordered my Dead Alive yesterday.
Did you?
I broke down.
The
man,
one with the
too,
baby.
That's too badass of a shirt.
Cool. So anyway, we're going to take a break for a couple minutes. We're going to get her in here and get her lined up. I'm sure she's going to give you a quick
glitter and
review of the new Piranha film, and hopefully you'll enjoy it because, like I said, it's just something that I thought I'd throw on there. So we'll be back.
You do.
And we're back. Well, we weren't leaving. We were just waiting for her to come in and get her shit settled.
And she didn't come in, man. Where's
she's
she
here.
Hey.
She's here.
You settle down, Sheets.
You're back there. You can't see nothing.
You can't see nothing in your fucking rabbit hole.
Anyway.
Okay.
Before we interrupted.
Sorry, man. I'm
man,
back here.
Man, what's up?
See, Todd's got this little booth now. This little air traffic controller.
Shaniqua, don't listen to him.
Todd's got this little booth right now that he's all hidden in, so he can't see what's going on inside the room.
Shimmy, shimmy, sham, sham.
Damn. Fucking up my show. Sons of a bitches. Anyway, joining us right now is Miss Shaniqua Chanel, Tylenol Cheerio Jackson, female entertainer, and glorious, God damn it, motherfucker, I'm telling you, I'm going to come in, and I ain't going to spend no more than a half hour doing no goddamn review about no goddamn movie. I got money to be made.
Well, I told you that this would be a good exposure.
Motherfucker, I don't need no more exposure.
Before we get any further.
I did three anal scenes and two gangbangs this week. I don't need no more exposure. If I had no exposure.
Where did you get that get up out? That's
what?
That's a pink leopard spandex
what?
Jumps.
Damn right.
Damn it, Shaniqua. Where the hell your name
bitches.
Is? You're blowing shit up out there, Shaniqua.
Don't be
calm
jealous,
down.
Bitches. Don't be jealous, bitches.
God damn.
Just admire the beauty. Don't be jealous.
Don't be something.
You can kiss my ass, little man. I don't know what you're back there hiding in that box, but if you got some balls, you can step up on this motherfucker.
Hey, you calm down there, Shaniqua.
Anyway, so I was so rudely interrupted.
Damn,
I
man.
Come in and review
you
this nasty.
You were blasting the sound card.
What?
That was the baby oil glitter striking the microphone.
Well, I think you're right.
Ready,
it was bouncing. Well,
I
you know,
be on stage in 15 minutes.
How long did it take you to grow that Jerry curl?
About as long as it's going to take me to comb the shit out.
Put my foot up your ass.
So anyway, as I had mentioned to you on Facebook,
yeah,
I sent you a copy of Piranha.
Yeah.
What did you think of it?
Well, the motherfucker was nasty, bloody. It had titties in it. Not as big as mine, not as beautiful, not as black as mine, but it had some titties in it. Had a man's little penis floating around. You should have got a black man for that scene, because you would have had to put it on
IMAX.
You would have only got the head and a little bit of the shaft in it. On a regular screen, we would have had an IMAX. You would have got the shaft and the balls of that motherfucker float around. Jaws himself couldn't eat that motherfucker in one bite. Had to come back for seconds the next day.
What do you think would happen if Jaws would have choked and died?
Jaws ain't nothing but a bitch. I've had carp on the end of my line to put up more of a fight than that fat, lazy motherfucker did.
Buffalo Bill.
You put lotion on my skin, you nasty motherfucker. I'm going to smack that bald head.
It smells like Fruit Loops in here.
That's because I'm getting ready for work, you nasty motherfucker. Quit touching it if you don't want it to smell like Fruit Loops.
Where are you working at? Where are you going after this?
I'm going down to the stage. It's brass and ass night, motherfucker. Brass and ass night. Two for a dollar. But this goddamn Piranha movie, it was bloody, it was funny. Like I said, it was wet, blood and titties and blood and penises and big old teethy fish running around. I don't know if I'd watch it again, but it was pretty good for at least one viewing. So, what? What are you looking at me funny for? You ain't getting nothing for free, you nasty motherfucker, so quit thinking about it.
I was going to give you a bag of peanuts.
Easy.
See what happened.
Easy.
Let's see you iron my lemonade loco.
Easy. You know, we drink that. You know, if you're going to drink that properly, you should have a brown bag around that motherfucker. Wrap it up.
Wrap it and sack it. Make it happen.
Now, y'all motherfuckers going to have to hurry because my time is valuable. I got shit to do, people to see. Laps to sit on, marriages to break up, because I'm a goddamn diva, motherfuckers.
I have something wrong with you people out there, dead air.
You're going to be dead in a minute, motherfucker. Who is this nasty motherfucker in the box?
That's Batman.
That's Batman? He's going to be shit man in a minute when I get through stomping my fucking foot in his ass. It better put a lid on that motherfucking box. This motherfucker going to be done.
Red velvet cake.
Red velvet. Red velvet. Oh, Lord, two-piece. Two-piece.
But
now you guys have fun. I got to get the fuck out of here. Y'all wasting my time. Bunch of nasty motherfuckers stinking up in the fucking room. Damn.
You don't like the purple walls?
Purple. I can't see shit. Colorblind, motherfucker. Look at my outfit.
Take the fucking sunglasses off, you dingbat.
Then you see my cross-eyed. My eyes are so lovely, they look at one another.
See your unibrow.
That ain't a unibrow standing on my head.
Your Jerry Curl juice dripping down in your eyes.
That ain't Jerry Curl juice, motherfucker. I'm excited. I'm happy to be here. I'm out of here. I'll see y'all motherfuckers later.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Bye. Bye, cheerio. Chop, chop. Hey, she just stole four of my fucking McNuggets. What the fuck is up? I can't afford to lose four of my 50.
Oh, fuck.
She smelled.
I apologize for that fiasco, but I was not expecting that at all. Oh, shit.
Let me ask you, is that idiot gone so I can turn the mics back up? Because, man, she blew the damn microphone clear out.
Yeah, she's gone.
All right. Man, you see, she was giving me hell. I was like, holy shit. You know, we were peeking. We were blowing the mixer out back here.
Peeking?
Yeah, peeking's whenever peeking. It starts flashing red lights.
That might have been when I rubbed my lemonade can against the mic.
You're sparking off back here.
I was sparking off. Well, check it, check it.
Check, chickity check.
Man, these McNuggets don't even look good, dude. I got like 25 left in there, I think. Good Lord. They should not sell 50 pieces of chicken.
No, that's not chicken.
50 pieces of chicken wonton flavored tofu.
Basically chicken lunch meat.
Man, where can I get a 50-piece bucket of broccoli florets? Jesus.
Only in America. Let's make it really cheap and accessible for the public. Let's charge $10.
50 pieces for $10. And they make probably $8 off that. $8.50.
Fuck, they probably make $10 Nine. Off of that.
Yeah, it's all fake. It's not like they're killing a real chicken. What it is they probably scraped all the shit off the sidewalk and dipped just, it in some batter and stamped deep fried.
Stamped out Play-Doh. They got like six little uniforms.
It's probably the leftovers shapes. That people throw away in the trash and they just scoop it out and form it into patties and chunk it into pieces that look like chicken rear ends. My goodness.
And you ate it. You ate 25 of them nasty motherfuckers. You're going to get the McShits now. That's what's going to happen. Shit like that wouldn't happen if you ate a Jack in the Box, though.
Well, if they put a Jack in the Box within 25 miles of me, you got to drive to OP. OP land.
OP land for the box.
I don't even get. I guess we got a chicken filet up in Liberty, but. Ugh.
Isn't that what's her name's fucking favorite restaurant? The
Cheerios.
No, the fucking chick who's in.
Snooki.
No, the one gal that won the Oscar or whatever for that movie.
Meryl Streep?
No.
Could you be any more vague, you no-talent bastard?
That black chick, the fat black chick. What was her name?
Precious?
Precious. She liked the chicken filet.
Damn, can you believe that piece of shit's on Blu-ray?
You didn't like that movie?
And you did?
I cried every time I watched that thing.
I bet you did.
You cry because you're watching
That's
it.
That's right.
Damn, dude. That movie was rough, man. I never seen Mariah Carey look so damn bad. I'm like, put the glitter shorts back on, man.
She can't. She got that precious ass working on. She got a hold of fucking Mr. Nick at Night, Nick Cameron, whatever his name
America's
is.
America's Got Talent.
She ain't got to fucking be all hot and bothered anymore.
I think she's having twins or something.
Fuck, yeah, she's breeding them
yeah,
in
that
her
movie
ass.
Was rough, man. I'm used to laughing at Monique. I'm like, damn, that's harsh. Why you got to be calling her dumb? Bingle dork. Slap ass.
She got pride.
Fry me up some pig life. What'd she fry up, like pig's feet? Or? Man, I was happy. I watched like a Pete and Pete marathon and was feeling good about myself and went out and raked the yard and I sat down and watched that thing. Dude, I thought I was going to blow my fucking head off. I'm like, she did what? Her daddy did what? Her daddy knocked her what?
Her daddy what?
She got knocked up by her daddy.
Fuck, it happens all the time.
I know, but I don't watch movies about it. Damn, I see it on TLC with the 15 packers. Got to take a school bus into town to get oatmeal. Jesus. What's wrong with people, man?
Oh. Oh. Fuck.
I don't know.
You know, yeah, I'm just waiting if it, you know, a couple of them are going to turn out bad.
Yeah, well, yeah, the chances are pretty good when you got 50 of them.
Yeah, one of them's going to be a crackhead, and the other one's going to be a prostitute. And one of them, what is he going to do when fucking one of them comes out of the closet? You know, that's when I want to see the episode, when his fucking head splits open.
Well, at least they won't be reproducing if they go guy on guy.
Who knows?
Brother on brother.
Who knows with that fucking family?
By the way, they're pumping them out. They might create a new, whole new line.
Race of people.
Baby making wieners going on. Shooting babies out your wiener.
Penis pods.
Now, that's a movie for you.
The penis pod people.
Well, they had that movie called Day of Darkness, where the fucking alien...
That sounds like old something Frank would come up with. The guy did Basket Case and all that. Bad Biology.
Hennen Lauder would be the name.
Didn't you see that movie, Days of Darkness, where the fucking penis falls off of them?
I haven't seen it yet. No, I should have picked it up.
Yeah, this fucking like little parasite crawls up there.
I kind of set it down real quick when you started talking about penis pods.
Well, it's like this little parasite crawls up the penis, and then once they fucking develop inside of the body, the fucking penis drops off, and that's when they know that they're all fucking ready to go and run around that crazy.
And they turn into full...
Well, they kind of turn into like zombies. You know, they're just like real ravenous, you know, type of like zombie thing, but they're like aliens inside of them.
Wow, that's just wrong.
They got one of them captured. Next thing you know, his fucking dick just hits the ground, and they're like, "Oh,
you know,
would
be a good idea on the on a different take on the zombies. Get them to where they just eat themselves till they pop. Just a bunch of giant obese zombies rolling around chewing on shit until they just burst like a tick sucking on a big old
kind of like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Exactly, man. Just rolling, just get bigger, rolling from one schoolyard to the next. Pop. How great would that be? I would even watch that in CGI, man. Sitting there just gnawing on whatever crawls next to them.
Slug zombie
goats, man.
Chewing on tires, and
they pretend to be like bushels, and people walk next to them, and they gnaw on them, just pop all over them. Oh yeah, that'd be awesome, man. See, you could watch that.
Big, wet, juicy.
Yeah. Call them the fat pods.
Oh fuck!
See, nobody's done that. They have them big.
They will now. They took your idea.
They had them big paper mache fucking tomatoes in the second Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Well, they had the furry one. It was all bouncing around the fucking little puppet.
I keep waiting for them to announce the remake of that fucking thing.
Oh, give them time. Desperation's a hell of a motherfucker.
Man, come on.
The first one was a turd. I
mean. Yeah, but it was so goofy. You just had to laugh at it.
So fucking got them all.
But that'd be the thing. They'd remake it and make it all serious, like they're
be like some fucking
the tomatoes are breeding.
Give like some fucking carnivorous fucking parasite that lives in the actual tomato.
All the tomatoes could have the face of Sherry Moon with her squeal. Every time they pop one, sound like her singing debut.
But of course, if Rob Zombie directed it, they'd all have to have the little skull logo on all of them when they were rolling around.
And William Forsythe would have to have overalls on. They'd all live in a trailer out in the backyard of their mama's house.
Bill Moseley'd have to make a cameo.
Hey, that might be all right.
Daniel Harris would have to be in it, and Scott Taylor Compton would have to be in it, and Clint Howard would have to be in it.
Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah, Malcolm McDowell. He'd be the mayor.
My God, these tomatoes, they're everywhere. And they sound just like Michael Myers' mom. His mom's ghost. They could mix Halloween and Killer Tomatoes, where the tomatoes talk to Michael Myers and the voice of Sherry Moon.
Hey, you know what time it is? It's time for Raw Meat.
There has never been a more savage motion picture than Raw Meat. Beneath modern London, buried alive in plague-ridden tunnels, lives a tribe of once humans, the raw meat of the human race.
But how could they survive so long without food?
I imagine as each one died, the others ate him.
They were like raw meat, a sinister evil that festered for generations in its moldering tomb. Neither men nor women, even less than animals. Their strange hunger driving them to prey on the young and the strong. Raw meat, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without a parent. There has never been a more savage motion picture than Raw Meat.
Talk about an underrated movie. That movie is beautiful.
Man, and the shit they did in that thing for when it came out.
It was had some fucked up
talk
shit
about
in it.
Sticky and dirty sloppy and
one of those movies you can just almost smell while you're watching it all the way down. British films are always kind of greasy anyway. They always have this little bit of skin on them that American films don't. Some I don't know if it's just the way they shoot them or, you know, just, I don't know. They just always have a different feel than American films. The part where he's down there laying next to that fucking corpse and he's just...
Vaseline. I think they just apply Vaseline different than we do or something.
Ugh.
I use it with more expert precision.
Just like Creep. Remember that movie, Creep?
Go into I really like Creep.
Fucking back room and the fucking punks, pickled punks in the jars everywhere.
That was a cool flick, man. Yeah. I dug
just,
it.
Just I think we've weird... talked, but we've talked before about our love of the Subway.
Yeah, Subway movies
the
are
little
good.
Dwellers, man. There needs to be more of those. That's Chud. A perfect setting, man.
Chud's a good movie.
Sewers and...
Alligator. Speaking of alligator... Did you know, like, well, you know, he's talking about buying movies from overseas, you know, the Region 2s and stuff. You can buy Alligator, the original movie Alligator, but it's a double disc with Alligator 2 on it. And you can't get fucking Alligator 2 in the United States at all. It's never been released over here.
Man, I remember watching that on, like, Friday, USA, man. Yeah, that's Friday, movie Friday scared night the shit out of me. As a matter of fact, I think I watched that and Chud both on there.
Really? On USA?
That's the first time I seen Chud, I think, was on cable.
I seen it. I think I seen Chud at the drive-in. It was Chud and, fuck. I can't remember what the other one was. Chud was first, I know that. But, fuck, that was back. Shit, I was in fourth grade. Fourth
kindergarten. Grade. Kindergarten watching Chud.
I remember seeing the Mad Butcher on USA Up All Night. That was pretty funny. I seen it, and then right after that was Reefer Madness.
Good Lord.
You want to talk about
covering
a pairing.
Covering the spectrums. Wow.
Let's go into the Mad Butcher. And
please show our movie.
And then we'll hit you in the head with fucking Reefer Madness at 2 o'clock in the morning.
What am I watching?
Madness. But anyway, folks, we're just trying some new stuff, get some new ideas, trying to make the show interesting and fun. So it looks like I'm getting the sign. Either that or Todd doesn't know how to give the proper peace signal. So
is that
like
five flashes or that 15 more minutes?
It's a three.
So that's three. A three. A three.
You guys are demonic sometimes. And I'm still surprised at how mellow you
15.
Are.
A three.
Tim's even mellow tonight.
Dude, I've had a tiring day.
Man. I've had sounds a like a personal day. Dilemma.
I'm tired.
I want you to personally hunt down...
Actually, you know what it is? I had my treatment today.
Oh, is that it? It kind of makes you that
yeah,
way.
And
yeah,
and my medicine, and my gotcha. System makes me...
Well, then you're
slow.
Forgiven this time.
I just smoked crack. Hey, you know what Griff just bought me today?
I don't know. What did he buy you?
Silent Night, Deadly Night for $7.99.
Hell yes.
I scored. And check this shit out.
Okay.
I rolled into Hastings last night, right?
Yeah, that's probably... Bad idea.
So I go well. The reason why I went in is because I went and I bought the New York Ripper on DVD, and so I'm paying for it, and I'm getting ready to go through the cash register, and I notice this big, huge stack of used DVDs. So obviously somebody's come through and sold a bunch of shit. Well, as I'm paying for my DVD, I look over, and they're putting them on a cart. So I graze over to them. I look, see what they are. Well, they're like 90% of them are horror films. Well, I'm looking, trying to just read spines real quick, and I see
somebody got laid off from McDonald's.
So I asked the guy, I was like, because he had all the stickers in his hand, you know, where they'd already been scanned and the price tags had been printed off. So I asked him, I said, hey, are you going to put those out for sale? He's like, yeah. I said, well, can I go ahead and just buy one from you now? And you just gave me the sticker and I'll just go back through the line. Oh, well, no, you can't. I can't. I lost my mic.
No, you're on.
Am I on? Yeah, I can't hear it. Anyway, so he said that he couldn't. What? Huh?
Did you tear up the damn headset already?
I can't hear nothing.
What the hell's wrong? You can hear me, can't you?
No, I can't hear nothing.
How the hell? Boy. What you're the hell,
up,
man?
You're dicking up back here.
What the hell is wrong with
anyway,
you?
Anyway, I'll go ahead and tell you the story. God. Even though I can't hear myself
talking. Damn it.
He wouldn't let me buy it last night, so I had to wait till like 9 o'clock this morning. So I had got out of the hospital, went by, and got the movie. And it didn't move 10 feet from last night till today. So it was in the same fucking spot that I seen it in, but I could have bought it last night, but then I had to make a special trip by there this morning to buy it. So, and I would have been hot if that motherfucker wouldn't have been there.
I would have stabbed somebody in the neck.
I will stab you know what that's gone for,
Todd?
Eye.
Like $30.
Why?
They're not released.
It's out of print already.
Out of print. Gone. So, you can get that piece bastards of turd triple threat with 2, 3, and 4 on it for $15, but the first one's nowhere to be found.
So, as of always, we're going to have to leave you for another week. We'll see you back here next Saturday at the same time. Make sure you check out the archive section at jackaloperadio.com. Check out the new forum section. Check out other shows and show schedules. And check out some new inquiries that you might find interesting. There's a lot of new shows that are now being played throughout the week. And if you can't find something good to listen to at night, then obviously you're not looking hard enough. And on that note, we will leave you with one final juicy tidbit of fun.
Frankenstein's monster can be destroyed by fire. Dracula by a silver stake driven through his heart. But nothing, nothing will avail against the absolute evil of the creeping flesh. The creeping flesh.
From Columbia Pictures, rated PG.
More horror than horror with your host, the Mighty Griff. Come.